This call may be recorded.
Hello?
Hey.
Hey.
I told Jeremy to come over and install that ceiling fan.
Oh, okay.
Are you over there right now?
What's that?
Are you over there right now?
Yes.
Okay. Are you painting?
I am setting the fence post, mixing up concrete.
Okay. Do you think you can finish all the painting tomorrow?
I'll finish it tonight.
You think you can finish all the painting tonight?
Yeah.
Okay. I started texting back and forth with the basement tenants, trying to figure out what date they were wanting to move, or what date they were wanting their other lease to end.
Yeah.
Because I wasn't clear on whether they were, you know, given 30-day notice on the basement, so they're paying double rent, or
right.
whether they were thinking they could just walk out of the basement with no obligation there. You know what I mean?
Right.
So anyways, every time I asked her when she wanted her old lease to end, she would respond by talking about what day she's going to move into the new place.
Right.
So I say, are you wanting your, you know, basically, are you wanting your old lease to end the same day you move into the new place? And again, she didn't respond about when the old one was ending.
Right.
In the meantime, I got another application from a completely different qualified person.
Right.
It's probably better. And could move in on the 1st, so that's this Wednesday.
Okay.
Without me, you know, immediately even having a vacancy in the basement and being in a position to, you know, enforce the 30-day notice rule over the basement.
Right.
Which is better for us all around. So
probably, except you think they're better enough to overcome having a 3-income tenant?
I think so.
Okay.
So then I messaged the basement people back, and I was just saying, man, last thing you want is somebody to be mad at you when they're about to move out anyways. You know what I mean?
Right, that's what I'm thinking.
I'm going through every single word I said, going, did I say anything that made her think I was promising it to her? You know,
right.
But I hadn't. So, like, all I had really said in that regard was that they could, you know.
Uh-oh. Are you there?
Sorry. Yeah. All I had really said was that they could transfer their security deposit over if I did a walkthrough
right.
instead of having to refund it and then pay it again. Well, that doesn't promise it to them.
Right.
And I told them that their cousin wouldn't need to do a full application, you know, since I already knew that they had good credit, and obviously they weren't concerned about her being a criminal. So
right.
that's not promising it to them. So I went ahead and sent her a kind of long text saying, well, my real concern is about your existing lease. I got mortgages on both places, so I can't afford for either one to go vacant for the month of July. I don't mind letting you out of your lease that goes till August 31st. However, I can't go without a 30-day notice of intent to terminate because
right.
I have to have enough time to advertise that in order to have somebody move in whenever you move out. So the
right.
only way I can do it is if you pay rent for both places in the month of July.
Right.
And I would be willing to start advertising the basement and give you a prorated refund if somebody does move in mid-July, but I wouldn't expect anybody to because most people plan to move around the 1st.
Right.
And I figure, well, maybe that'll be enough to, you know, make her not want to do it at all.
Right.
And feel good about the fact that I'm letting her out of her lease and they have the flexibility to start looking.
Right.
You know, since they kind of have their idea in mind of how they're going to share a place with their cousin and what their budget is and that kind of thing.
Did she say anything?
No, she hasn't responded.
Okay.
So they might be really bummed because they really had their hopes up that they could just move, you know?
Right.
And they might be sitting around talking about, you know, if there's anything else they could do to try, or that's kind of what I figure.
Yeah.
Or they might be talking about actually doing it. They might be thinking, you know.
Yeah.
Gosh, maybe somebody would take over and we would get half of it back. And, hey, it's totally worth, whatever, $1,300 for us to get into a place we really like. I have no idea if that's the conversation that they're having right now. But either way, both they and the other qualified applicant have said that the piano can stay there for a month.
Oh, cool.
So that helps. Is the fan that I had just brought over this week, is that in the laundry room right now?
What was that?
The fan that I just got, is it in the laundry room?
Yeah.
And where's the silver one?
It's in the attic of the shed.
Oh, you never got
and
it out?
No, Jeremy's here, so I guess I better go grab it and tell him.
You'll give him the silver fan?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, if it's definitely better for a bedroom like that, then yeah.
Okay.
All right, bye.
I would like to talk to you maybe after the kids go to bed.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Bye.